Inexplicably restored from the Nombro Clipkeeper's vault, the Lazy Foley Players present to you this uncut, unedited, unproduced piece of unprofessional pulp. A creepy little tale called The Vampire's Desire.
Ugh, this is one of the worst ones we've ever done.
The non-productive players in Lazy Foley Theater. Now the Hermit is ready to help you spend an entertaining half hour or so. We haven't really timed this out.
Ghost stories! Weird stories! And murder, too! Yes, yes! The Hermit knows them all. So turn out your lights. Turn them out. Turn off that wind machine. Thank you. And listen to the story of the Vampire's Desire. it's really good. Trust me. It's a little slow to start, but it really picks up. And then wowza.
Thunder.
Forbidding looking place, Mr. Winton.
It is at that. We can't get any further in this downpour.
Well, most likely have to stay in this doorway then. This house looks untenanted.
Does at that. However, there may be someone in.
There's no one living in this tomb of a place, Mr. Winton.
I think you're right. John, wonder where we are.
I haven't the slightest idea where we are since the beginning of the storm. We lost our way.
I think you're right about that as well, the place being unattended and whatnot. Try the door again. Try the door, because there's a door. Maybe we can break in, like thieves in the night. Anything to get on the out of the storm.
Yes, sir, it's open.
I said try the door. Well, good, it's open.
Well?
Good evening, you fetching woman. We've lost our way, been caught in the storm, we're drenched to our skin.
And more fools for you for being out on a night like this.
A very agreeable sort.
May we come in and get dried out?
No, you're not welcome.
Well, surely you're not going to turn us away on a night like this. It's raining. We don't have sound effects for that, but it's raining.
I don't care what kind of night it is or what sound effects you have. You're not welcome.
Well, all right. May we come in whether we're welcome or not.
No, good night.
And she's slamming the door in your face.
Funk.
Thanks for telling him that. I think he could have figured it out.
Kindly, so.
When the old woman tried to slam the door, I stuck my foot in the way and she hasn't tried to close it anymore.
Well, good. I'm glad you injured yourself.
Right, sir.
Oh, right. Also, you did hold the door open. That's important, too. Let's take a chance on going in, then, whether we're welcome or not.
Now, which way, sir? Mr. Winton?
Yeah, who can tell in this pitch darkness everywhere? Listen.
Rude bastards!
The old woman.
Yes, the erotic old woman.
Mr. Winton, we're in the house of a mad woman.
It isn't a very pleasant sound, is it?
Doesn't seem to be light in the whole place, sir. What should we do?
We'll go to the right. Feel along the wall for a light switch or a door.
Well, all right.
Come along then. Follow me. Here's a door. Come along, John. Stay close by me.
Yes, sir. Oh, good Lord, sir. Is she going to keep that up all night?
Well, if she is, I'll listen to every... I mean, I wish she'd tell what the joke is so we can laugh with her. Find the light switch.
No, there doesn't seem to be one.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised at your incompetence. All right, then. We'll continue in the dark. You go to the left, I'll go to the right. Maybe we can find something to sit on.
Yes, sir. What's this? I found something.
Well, what is it?
Well, it might be a bookcase built into the wall.
All right, there may be at least something in it that we can sit on. Even books will be better than this cold floor.
Yes, sir. Although, I can't feel anything yet.
Keep talking, John, so I can find my way over to you.
Yes, sir. Why don't you strike a match?
Fine chance either of us have of doing that. They'll be soaking wet. Where are you?
Right here, sir. You're almost up to me.
Ah. Now, where's the bookcase?
Right here. Let me have your hand.
I don't... No.
Your hand.
No, that's inappropriate.
Your hand.
Here. Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. Now let's feel all through it. The bookcase, I mean. There may be something of use in it. You never can tell. Mm. What was that?
It sounds like someone's at the door.
What are you doing?
Trying to light a match.
Any luck?
No, sir. It's just like you said. Sopping wet.
I'm always right. Quiet now. Let's listen. Huh. We must have been imagining things.
I've been imagining things ever since we heard that old woman laugh like that. It fairly makes my hair stand on end.
It makes something of mine stand on end.
There it is again, sir. A rustling near the door.
Who is that? Who's there?
Stay away from my bookcase! Stay away!
Well, who is it? Who are you?
Stay away from my bookcase! I keep my dirty magazines there!
Well, we wouldn't be near the blessed bookcase if you'd been gracious enough to conduct us to the room that where there's some furniture in it that we might rest and get dry. And also sit. Sitting is damn important.
Stay away from my bookcase!
I think he's leaving, sir!
Well, this is a fine how-do-you-do, isn't it?
I've had about enough, sir. I'd sooner we were on our way.
Nonsense. However, we'll leave the bookcase alone if that's what we're asked to do.
Jackpot! My bookcase is safe!
He's still hereabouts.
Yes, I heard him. Say, are you playing some game with us? If so, we're not in the mood for it. Not right now. I mean, games are fun, but, you know, not right now.
No answer.
No, I suppose not.
There she is again!
Yes. That's enough.
What are you going to do, sir?
If this is some fool game they're playing with us, I'm going to find out about it and put a stop to it. There's a man and a woman living in this house. That much we know. There must be some furniture in it, at least one of the rooms.
And some heat, sir. I'm chilled to the bone.
Yes, some heat. If there isn't, then there's something going on here that we should investigate. Put a stop to. Come along, John.
All right, sir. If you say so. Where to first?
We'll start right where we are. Search the whole house, from this floor up to the roof, if necessary.
Look, Mr. Wynn, look!
Where?
Down the hall to the end. There's the old man who was talking in the room downstairs, telling us to keep away from the bookcase.
I think you're right. Carrying a shaded lantern.
Yes, sir.
John will follow him.
Yes.
Damn it. He'll lead us somewhere. Perhaps to a place we can sit. We can't wander in this house all night in the dark and not being able to sit.
At any rate, he has a light.
I don't think he's noticed us.
We'll have to get close to him before he turns that corner at the end of the hall.
Yes.
He's almost at the corner. There, he turned.
Hurry. We might duck into some room close by and we'll lose him. Easy now. Will I peek around this corner?
You see him, sir?
Well, I want to describe to you that I'm peeking around this corner. Yes, it's important that I make this notable. Yes, this way, you know, it might make noise, but it's worth... Yes,
do you see him?
Going into the first room on the left. Quiet.
The air is stale and musty in here.
I'm the only one that can actually talk, John, so never mind about any of your health problems.
Makes me gasp for breath.
Here's the room we went into. Quiet now while I have a look. Stop all that coughing. Good God.
Is he in there, sir?
Strange. I'm sure he went in there.
You might be hiding behind the door waiting to pounce on us.
Old man like that couldn't do much pouncing.
He might be armed.
We'll take that chance. Air is stale and musty in here, isn't it?
I can hardly get my breath.
You red shirts. Yes, the foul-scented air is coming from that room the old man went into. Well, if he can stand it, we can.
All right, sir. But be careful.
He's not in here. If he is, he's turned out the lantern. Hello? Hello?
There is no one in here.
Eh?
Clump.
The door. Damn it, John. The door just slammed shut.
Yes! There's no door here. I ran right into a blank wall.
Oh, you fool. This is where the door was.
Right here, yes.
John, trapped. There's some devilment underfoot in this house, and we're right in the middle of it.
In a room with no way out. and no air. No air.
Now don't start whimpering. We're in it, and we'll have to see what we can do to get out.
But what do they want of us, sir?
How should I know?
What should we do? Just sit and wait?
No, we'll start looking for a way out of this room right now. If only I had a light. Maybe we can find some other way out of this room.
We can try.
You go to your right. I'll go to the left. We'll follow the wall around till we meet.
All right.
Tap the wall as you go along. Listen for hollow points.
Ugh!
Now what?
I stumbled over something on the floor, sir.
Well, what is it?
I don't know. I'll have to feel.
Is it something we can sit on?
It's a body, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir. It's a body of a man.
Well, where is it?
Don't touch it, sir. Don't touch it.
Why not? I like touching bodies.
I did, and a part of it crumbled to bits.
Oh, good heaven. I really want to touch it.
Yes, sir. It crumbled under my touch.
Where is it?
Right at my feet. I'm afraid to move another step.
We'll see what it is. We'll see what this is. Damn.
Yes?
You're right. I just touched it. And part of the clothing crumbled away.
Yes.
It was really cool. And John, I felt bones.
That's how we knew it was a man. Oh, sir, that's what's going to happen to us. If we don't get out of this place, I just know it is.
This fellow must have been dead for years. Clothing just crumbled away in my fingers.
Yes.
John, we must get out of this place as quickly as possible. We're in great danger. I am sure of it. In danger of our lives, we've got to find a way out of this room before we suffocate.
Why don't we try to find the place where the door was, sir?
Yes, back to the door. John, we haven't time to look for any other exit. We'll have to find out how to open the door we came in.
It's over this way, sir. Right along the wall. Who's that? There's a hideous cackle of the old woman again.
Never mind about that erotic laughter. We've only a few minutes to find a way to get out of here. When the door is closed, it hermetically sealed this room. If we don't get out, we'll suffocate.
What shall I do, sir?
Feel along the floor while I search along the walls here. Feel for any loose boards or any part of the floor that might move.
Yes, sir.
Have you found anything yet?
No, sir.
Keep working. For heaven's sake, keep working.
I can't do any more, sir. I'm through.
Keep searching. John, keep searching. There must be a secret spring somewhere in here that'll open this door. Did you find anything yet? John! John, answer me! Report! John! He's done for! Don't let go, man! Keep on! Hang on! We're not done for yet! Gone!
Holy shit! That was boring! Mr. Winton and his man John, not in that way. Trapped in a house of mystery, not that one. Suffocating in a hermetically sealed room. Where is the old man with the lantern, eh? Are you afraid of old people? I sure as hell hope you are, because that's literally all we've given you. Old people and suffocation! No chairs! What the fuck is this story?
Ah, yes, yes, that was a great commercial break. Winton and his man, John, are trapped, not in that way, in a hermetically sealed room in the house of mystery. Yes, John has lapsed into unconsciousness, but just as Winton is about to drop off, something happens. Listen.
Bones.
Movable side walls noiselessly open.
Bones, we've made it. I've found the hidden spring in time. I'll get you out of here. Here. You'll be all right in no time.
It's you, sir.
Yes. Now come on, pull yourself together. You've only been slightly dead, not really dead.
Where are we?
I don't know, and I don't particularly care, but at least we're out of the death trap.
How do we do it, sir?
I was a miracle worker. You should have seen me. Just before I went under, I happened on the hidden spring that works the door. I'm I'm awesome like that.
What about the old man with the lantern and the cackling old woman and the crumbling body of the man?
We're going to see about that erotic old woman those things immediately. I'm going to get to the bottom of this thing. Come on.
And get suffocated all over again?
I don't think we will. Besides, I know where the release of the door is now. Come along, careful. Takes an extra long step when you enter the room. I think we tripped some kind of mechanism when we first entered.
Yes, sir.
Old man with a lantern went into this room and disappeared.
But where could he have got to? If he stayed in the room, he must have suffocated.
He didn't stay in the room, I'm positive of that. Keep your ears open. Listen for any hollow sounds.
Ah, there's one, sir.
Yes, I heard it.
Oh. You'll do as I tell you.
Listen.
I won't. Oh, you son of a... I don't like you at all. Why did I...
Don't you hear someone talking?
No, sir.
Put your ear to the wall. Listen. Carefully.
I can't do any more. I tell you, I can't.
You'll do as I tell you, or you know.
Do you hear it now?
Yes, sir. Two people talking.
Yes, I knew that the old man couldn't have vanished into thin air. There's another door hidden here somewhere, and we're going to find it. Feel for anything movable around the...
You never loved me for who I was!
The wainscoting. The wainscoting. I'll work up the sides here.
Can you hear what they're saying?
No, they're far too... I don't know, away to catch away any of the words. Plus, I don't really care what they're saying. However, from this tone, I'd say we was threatening her.
Click.
Ah.
You found it, sir?
No, I find everything. Yes, this little bug on the decoration here.
Look, sir, a flight of stairs.
Yes, and leading down. Come on.
Oh, haven't we had enough for one night, sir, without sticking our noses in any further?
We've gone this far, and we owe it to ourselves to explore uncharted worlds and attempt made on our lives today. We're going to clear up this business before we leave.
No telling what might be down there, sir.
That's what I'm going to find out. Well, coming with me or shall I go alone?
No, sir, I'm coming.
I am a beautiful man.
Oh, you wretched bird.
Ah, you can hear them talking a little more clearly now.
All right, once again. I forgot my voice. Oh, yeah, once again, you'll do as I tell you. Do you understand that?
No, I don't understand that at all. You're
close enough to make out their conversation.
Now, there are two more of them up there with Gregory.
Yes. Get it.
Man we saw with the lantern. He's talking about us.
Yes, sir.
He thinks we're dead upstairs with that body we touched.
If you do not continue to obey me, that's what will happen to you!
Oh, no! No!
Cringe! Cringe, Gardner! That's what I want you to do!
That's exactly what I'm doing! I don't know how to cringe anymore!
We'll see what we can do about this.
When I'm gone, you'll think all the money will be yours!
I don't know what you're talking about!
Oh, yes, you do! Yes, you do!
There's a turn in the passage just ahead. I can see a light shining quietly now. We'll be able to see into the room in a moment or so.
Yeah, sorry about that for stepping on your lines. It's I can hear you through the walls. It's real. Why do you keep narrating to your friend John? That's very, like, my hearing aid is acting up. Tomorrow, you'll bring me another young animal to feed upon.
Yes, Brother Garnet.
Oh, crap, I'm your brother.
It's your brother that's talking.
I know.
Yeah, because I always address my brother as Brother Garrett.
I could be a holy person.
Yes.
We could be just a weird religious cult.
I would assume he was a monk.
Easy now. Well, I look around the corner. I like to, like I said, proclaim I'm looking around corners. What in heaven's name?
Pause. What do you see, sir?
Come here.
Great heavens, a coffin.
Yes, a coffin.
With a huge lit candle at each corner.
And look in the coffin.
A man.
The one we heard talking.
Oh, when you get back to your cottage each morning, you wonder where you've been at night before, don't you?
Actually, I usually go back to my cottage, not my college, but I get your
sure
point.
I'm pretty sure I said cottage. I don't know. I got this weird accent
I developed
the last few minutes.
I don't understand what's going on.
There you are, Worf.
But his lips don't move.
No, but that's where the voice is coming from.
You don't know what I have under my power. You!
What do we do, sir?
We'll dash in there and let matters take their course. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Come on, then. Action scene.
Lydia! Old Lady Lydia! The candles! Quick, bring them out!
Stop! Stop! Sulu, quickly! That cover over there!
Oh.
Slam it on the coffin!
The lady, look at her. Look at the change that's coming over her.
I know, it's horrific.
Where am I?
You should know better than us.
I'm going to finish my line if it's okay. A coffin? You two, where am I?
You should know better than us.
But I don't.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, please believe me. Why, I begin to understand now.
I think I do, too.
It's been this all the time. Well, I thought I was just a terrible nightmare.
Would you like to make yourself clear?
Not particularly, but I will. The coffin. Tell me, who's in it? Who's in that coffin?
You mean to say that you don't know?
Oh, no. I swear I don't.
Well, you called him brother just a few moments ago.
That sounds like me. Brother?
Your own brother Garnet is in that coffin.
No! No! How can that be? We buried my brother Garnet over 8 years ago.
Oh, I see.
Yes, you do.
And you are?
I'm Lydia Crampton.
Miss Cramptone, I would advise you to start at the beginning so that we might unravel this maze.
Oh, crap, I didn't know I had to say this much. Oh, I'll try, but not here, please.
Yes, here. If my deductions are correct, there's a place to sit here. It would be better for everyone concerned to get the truth right here and now.
All right. There's very little I can tell you that I know definitely. Brother Garnet died about 8 years ago. I have to say it, but he was horrible. He was a devil. As soon as Father died and he came into the money, he started making my life miserable.
Go on. Why?
I never could find out why. Then Garnet died and was buried. With him was buried the secret of Father's will. I know that the estate was supposed to pass on to me after Garnet's death, but I can't find any sign of the will.
Well,
also, I don't know if that's how wills actually work.
I don't think it actually legally is, but we don't know what time or place this is taking part in.
Fair enough.
Well, what have you done?
Well, I have a small income from my mother. Whatever that means. I've been living in a little cottage. A little cottage not far from here. And now comes the part that's like a terrible dream. But I'm beginning to see it now. I'm positive that I'm right when I say that Garnet somehow was able to exercise his will upon me. After death.
What makes you say that, besides the obvious thing we just all saw?
What I've been thinking were horrible nightmares. I now see were actual occurrences. He made me come here every night to wait upon him. He told me that Gregory, his butler, you crumbled him, I think, had placed him here in this coffin and had buried a dummy in his place. And then he killed Gregory, which would make sense.
The body in the room upstairs. But that seems like a very convoluted, not very sound plan. Why would he kill his accomplice?
Yes, darkly. When he had me under his spell, I used to pass through that room and laugh at the remains of Gregory. I'd call him lazy for always sleeping on the floor. To think that I would do a thing like that.
Go ahead, Miss Cramptone. Laugh. It's good for you.
No. No, he made me bring him a young animal every day or two.
What was that for?
Well, what do you think?
Ah.
No, he fed upon them.
Ah, I thought so. He feeds upon the blood of animals.
Yes. Yes, he sucked the blood out of them. And when he had fed, he had the strength to get out of his coffin for a while.
This is horrible. Stop her.
No, quiet, John. Then that's how we saw him in the hall, upstairs. Go ahead, Miss Campton.
It's Crampton, but that's all right. That is about all. He used to taunt me by the hour, telling me I'd never come into my inheritance.
I see. Well, we slammed the lid on the coffin, we broke his spell over you. It's a job well done.
Yes, you must have done.
Tell me, Miss Crampton, where is this room we are in connection with, the rest of the house?
I don't know. It must be on the ground floor, I suppose. There's ground under us.
That's what I was thinking. I have an idea.
What is it, sir?
That's when you think something.
Ah, hear that?
Another hollow spot.
Exactly. Now, watch this point right here.
Yes, sir.
We'll press it and... click!
It's opening!
Why, it's the bookcase in the front room.
Look at this in the back of the bookcase. A small secret compartment.
Get away from the bookcase!
You silence.
Gasp! That's my favorite.
The dead body's talking! Talking even with the coffin lid on!
All right, John, we're ready to put a stop to his talking. Here, Miss Crampton, a package from the compartment in the back of the bookcase. I think you'll find it's your father's will.
Father's will?
Yes, father's will. Yes,
they
now.
Will what? Get away from the bookcase! I'm serious!
Yes, now, John, take those candles on the... take those candles on the candlesticks. On the damn candlesticks!
No! I need that! It's my bookcase!
John.
Just take the candles out of the candlesticks,
John.
You didn't finish the line.
Take the candles out of the candlesticks.
That's all there is.
And use the other as a hammer?
No, yes, sir.
Oh, you say
sorry,
yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's
I was
where
the...
you says you have to
yes,
your
sir.
Name?
Sorry.
You guys got the...
Hand the candles to Miss Crampton. Now, hand me on candlestick.
Yeah, drink!
And use the other as a hammer.
But what are we going to do, sir?
No, don't use my eyes on my candlesticks.
Oh, shut up, you.
We're going to put an end to Garnet Crampton.
But how, sir? What are we going to do with the candlesticks?
I'll show you. Goddamn. I'll use the ornamental pointed end of this candlestick as a spear.
What the hell are you talking about?
You use your candlestick as a hammer. Wow. We'll drive this one through the heart of that monster in the coffin.
Oh, no, no.
But
that would be murder.
Oh, yeah, it will be.
It will not, legally, because he only lives during the night. Anything that lives during the night isn't technically alive,
you
so it's fine.
You commit murders at night! That's a thing! What are you doing?
Go on, strike!
Oh, get away from my bookcase!
Stop it! Stop it! I'm from Transylvania.
Stop it! Stop it! Don't put that in my heart! I need that for living! Oh, God! Why?
We'll release his soul so that it'll never trouble anyone on Earth again.
I'm an atheist. This is insulting and painful.
Faster, John.
I'm working as fast as I can, sir.
Well, we're still being killed.
Well, work faster. Miss Crampton told me of its feeding on young animals.
Sucking the blood?
She said that in front of both of you. You both heard it.
Yes, I knew then that we had a vampire to deal with.
Do you still want me to hold these candles? What am I doing with these? Oh, what are you doing?
Well, don't put them on the floor, they'll get dirty.
What are you doing?
We're ridding the face of the earth of a vampire. It's done. We've driven the point of this candlestick through the coffin and through the heart of Garnet Crampton, who's long been dead, but, you know, we killed him again, but it's not really murder because it's nighttime, whose soul has been held in bondage for the result of his evil, satanic practices in life and also in death.
There's hot wax all over my hands. This is terrible.
Yes, it is.
With a heavy candlestick used as a
beer, more likely like a steak. Winston and his man John, not in that way, put an end to the vampire's desire, but not in that way. Yes, released him, not in that way. There was no release. He released his soul so that it could never again return to the earth, which, plot twist, was the planet this was taking place on. Yes, this was a science fiction story as well as a horror one. Now you could turn your lights back on. Yes, turn them on. I'll be back for a future episode. Pleasant dreams.
All characters, places, and occurrences mentioned in Lazy Foley Theater are fictitious, and similarity to persons, places, or occurrences is purely ridiculous.
Wow.
That was like a whole lot of nothing, this story.
Howdy, folks. This is Frank from non-productive.com, interrupting your podcast feed for this urgent message. We're putting on our first Kickstarter, and we need your help to reach our goal.
And beyond!
NonPro is planning a movie night, a movie marathon where we're streaming some of the best of the worst flicks of all time, and we're raising money to cover operating expenses for the year. Every dollar you donate gets us closer to some truly, truly terrible films, and we're going to stream the entire experiment for you, our loyal fans and supporters. Oh, and hey, we're also donating some cash to the ACLU, because protecting our right to speak out is sort of important, don't you think? And if you support our Kickstarter, there are some awesome rewards in it for you, including watching some ridiculously amazing films with us in studio. To donate, please head over to non-productive.com/movie night and show us your support. Thanks.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.